What's up, everybody? It's Friday night. You know what day it is. Your favorite day of the week, right here at Church Hill Smoke Shop. Another episode of the Good Brothers Committee podcast, as always. And my right hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. P Power to the Third Power, Mr. Preston Power to the Third. What's up, Preston? What's going
man,
on?
What's going on, Chaz? Another good week at the Good Brothers. Before we get started, we got what you call DJ Magga.
DJ Magga.
Eric, before we get started, you know, with everybody smoking, before we do that, the cigar of the week is Alex Bradley Coyle. It's Nicaraguan and Honduras Longfellow. If you're not familiar with this cigar, just watch this video here. With that being said, what you smoking, Eric?
I'm smoking Alex Bradley Post Embargo.
Post embargo. We had those. We out of those right now. We were one of the first few people in the region to have those. And I know Chaz spoke to the mofo.
That right.
GTO mofo.
GTO mofo. That right.
Well, guys, you know, we had an eventful week Monday. LSU Tigers. Well, before we do that, Chad. Soul City Smoke Fest finally got a fly out, finally got dates and times out. Let everybody know what we're doing for Soul City Smoke Fest.
All right, Soul City Smoke Fest is going down June 20th to the 23rd. We're going to start off that Thursday night and cut the Country Squad, the official kickoff. That Friday night will be the network mixer at the Two Cigar Lounge. Sky's got a party there that Friday night, so come on, check us out right there. And then Saturday night, we'll be at the Downtown Cigar Company for the day party, 4 to 7 p.m. And we will close out with everyone's favorite, the Good Buzz Committee tailgate right here at Church Hill Smoke Shop from 11 a.m. until bring your grills, coolers, chairs, blankets, socks, extra shoes, whatever. We're going to have a good time, man. Soul City Smoke Fest 2024.
If you're not familiar with that, check out Soul City Smoke Fest Facebook page. You constantly hit stuff around and you get the dates. I think they got a new flyer right now. So you get a look at it. Come join us, have a little fun, smoke cigars, and have some good company. But like I was about to say earlier, you know, we had a different week. LSU Tigers lost our game. It was a good game. I mean, you can't take nothing from it. It was a good game. Didn't end the way I wanted it to end. I'm satisfied with the season. We had a good season. Following up the national championship, I can take it.
It just seems like nobody had no jump shot.
Yeah.
You got hot. They couldn't do nothing.
But then the baseball team lost too. They got scudded.
Yeah, they get Southern beat them. They've been on like a little slide, but they beat Vanderbilt last night.
Mm-hmm.
So beat Vanderbilt last night. So
I love to see it though. I love to see it.
But you got hey, look, Southern Swag School with the Baton Rouge and beat them 12-7. So
as a matter of fact, they got like two of their hitters like top 20 in the U.S. in the nation, just like Jackson State got one.
Well, you know, it takes one of those things. But here's the thing about the LSU Iowa game. It kind of exposed. You know, I know we were talking about this earlier. You know, Angela Reese being the villain and all that. Who made her the villain? Joy Taylor made a good comment. Who made her the villain?
She did. She did.
How? What did she do that's different from anybody else?
She went nationwide with social media.
Kayla Huff did it, and nobody had a problem with it.
You talking about Angel Reese?
No, I mean, the finger thing. You know, when
oh, well, okay. The problem is that the social media vilified Angel Reese, and she took the role. And what I think, is just me on the outside looking in, she underestimated what that role meant. Because some of the stuff I've heard that they put on her, man, come on, bro. But at the same time, you loved it when you was on top. But when you fail, you don't like it.
But here's the thing. I don't think she had no choice but to take the role. It wasn't that you got to choose.
What's going on? You good?
And the other part of that is, I think people misunderstanding her emotions after the Iowa game. I mean, you just lost. And you knew that was your last game at LSU. Because if you see the video she posted about going pro, She did that video months ago. And she like saying, you know, if you're seeing this, we lost in the tournament, and I'm going into the WNBA. So most of her emotions at the end of that game was more about Florida and Haley Van Lent taking up for her, and she knowing that was her last game at LSU.
Bye, Haley.
Yeah, she's
going back to Louisville.
I say she running.
Ain't she pretty? Ain't she pretty?
She running. That disappointed me. But she running.
Oh yeah, because here's the thing though, they gonna make her the scapegoat.
Well, it's not that she's the scapegoat.
She's the scapegoat, Preston.
Well, she did it by herself.
Because here's the thing. You say I did it to teach a lesson, and I blame Coach Mucker for that too. But anyway, it is what it is.
But, you know, look, I don't think in that game, I don't find no fault with a strategy. It's like, hey, it is what it is. You don't all of a sudden forget, you don't be a four-time national championship coach. You ain't forget how to coach. I think they had a plan, and they she stuck with her plan.
That's fine. I got you. That's fine. I play LSU that night.
Yeah, Kaylee,
I play LSU that night.
Without a doubt. At the end of the day, no doubt about that.
Hold on. She knew that girl could not hold Clark first quarter, second quarter. Why she didn't move off of?
Here's the thing that you're not recognizing. She had limited options.
Big blocks.
Williams' feet were bad. Morrow is a poor post player. And you had Poa, who's a better defender because she's taller and longer, but she's limited when it comes to her ball handling. So you were really stuck.
ABC blocks.
You didn't have a lot of options. You know, especially when it comes to the guard spot. You know, you can put Flage there, but you'll wear out. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, look, Iowa won. I ain't taking nothing for Iowa. Caitlin shot the leg off the ball. No doubt. I ain't got no problem with that. I do have a problem with, you know, I've always had a problem with the way people handle Angela Reese. So that's always been an issue for me. You know,
but she like Chad said, she accepted that role.
You have no choice but to accept. You can't run.
No. She had a choice.
What's the choice?
She had a choice.
What's the choice?
The choice is to it's my head position. Kevin said she had a choice.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a choice. Survive. No. They're already. I mean, slashes. I mean, it's not a big choice.
But see, that's a role that she's used to playing, though. You know, hindsight being 2020, back in high school, even back to in Maryland. So yeah. Again, but it's okay. But you got to be able to take what comes with that role. And I'm not knocking it.
What the hell?
No, she did a good job doing it, especially she's on top. When she got knocked down, they changed. Django blocks.
They missed that. We watching UConn an hour. UConn up 21-16. Second quarter.
Game over with. When the game over with, Clark gonna have another W in her belt.
Man, I don't know. I had UConn winning this. I got UConn and South Carolina. South Carolina won earlier today. You know, beating North Carolina State. They go lay up. But look, you know, let's keep it with the podcast. Quick thing. So what do y'all think about Bronny going pro?
Hey, man.
If he goes, D league, like we talked about earlier. Not, but if he goes like me trying to say earlier, whatever, right? The league is watered down. You cannot do it. So me, you shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
But LeBron got the power though.
But you're giving him some. But you're giving him something he ain't earned. People earned. Yeah. He earned the right to get in the NBA.
I agree with you,
Eric. You finally said something. I agree with you. You're right.
Besides you being a Trump fan, yeah.
Right. Look, if he get into
make American good again.
Look, if he get in the league, he did not earn it because he's not an NBA player right now.
No, not right now.
But now here's the other thing about that though is this might be his best chance to get into the league too.
It might. Well, oh no, I won't say that now because
yeah, yeah, whatever. His dad still got power. Right. His dad ain't gonna have power when he retires.
Well, they're gonna find out LeBron been taking steroids, so they're gonna eat up their whole career.
Yeah, but that's not gonna be a lot.
Nah, I'm good.
Man, look, time is undefeated. Time is by the time is undefeated.
No, ain't no doubt about that.
So ain't nobody being on top that long. LeBron, my age, he's 40.
But I got in my 30s,
I used to get it like,
yeah,
my knees hurt.
Come on, man. Here's the thing now.
Sometimes he might have a good regimen, though. You know?
But he's able to survive because the league is watered down. The league is soft as toilet paper.
Exactly. Come on, man. Look at what's going on.
That's why the Euro guys killing. Well, you know, exactly. When I was playing ball, even when I played in Mexico, foreign players, you didn't think about it. Foreign players stuck in front of you, you knew you was eating all day. They wasn't gonna be physical. They wasn't gonna get up on you. And you know, if you just breathe on them too hard, they ain't gonna shoot.
But now the foreign player looking at the Americans like this.
Well, Gilbert Arenas had a great take on it when he just simply said the league. You know, people worried about the league changing those rules. They didn't change those rules for the betterment of basketball. They changed those rules to lean more toward the foreign players so they can be more active and be more productive in the NBA. Because you think about it, you had to be special. You had to be like Drazen Petrovic. You know, you had to be special. Yeah. Play. Now they can walk.
You remember Deadlift Shrimp?
Deadlift Shrimp. Yeah.
Yep.
You had to be special.
You remember Ginobili?
Ginobili.
Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, Tony Kukoc. Yeah.
I think Kukoc might have been the start of that soft era. Yeah, Tony Parker. But you had to be special.
Hold on, Tristan. Go back to what you just said.
Tony Kukoc was the start of that soft era because you see what Jordan and Pippen did to him. What did Jordan and Pippen do to him in the Olympics?
They ate him alive, but when he got the NBA, he was the number one. When Jordan retired, he was the go-to player, not Pippen. Kukoc. Well,
it's easy for that because he's more skilled than Pippen. And then Pippen overall, you Pippen players are overall more skilled because they work on their skills. Players,
but then think about it too. When Kukoc came to the league, Pippen was on the downside.
Right. And Aaron, we just talked about this. We just talked about this with Kentucky. These guys are not skilled no more.
I need to slide you
tremendous Metro
Baller right now, DJ Macker? Boy, stop.
But, hey, but I'm gonna say this. Like, to me, Kyle Perry can't coach. So we were talking about Kentucky. Man. He can't coach, but he's a great recruiter, right? But the guys he has, they gonna go to the NBA too. If Brennan can go to the NBA, all them guys together to get in the NBA.
But that's what making the league bad. Because the reality is these guys are tremendous athletes. They're better athletes than ever in history. But they're not better basketball players. They're not as skilled. I mean,
you know what,
guys,
Preston? Let me cut you out. And you know what, Preston? I encourage a lot of y'all to go look at Division II and Division III basketball.
I'm going
to tell you why.
Yeah.
There's some guys there that will blow some D1 folks out the water.
Balling out.
But I'm talking about they got hops.
Right.
Higher than the Easter Bunny do at midnight. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about jumping out the gym.
I'm going to say something controversial here. And I mean it to my heart, and I meant it when I was playing basketball in college.
And I ran the team.
The SWAC could be it. They had better coaches.
I agree with that.
They play SWAC ball, and that ball is not translatable. Because it's not fundamentally sound doing things. I don't want to say the coaches are bad.
It's just, so Mo just getting a check.
It's not consistent.
No. Mo is new. Mo, that's why Mo is trying to change the game. I'm having faith that Mo is going to change the game. Because Mo knows what it takes. Mo played at Alabama.
It's not consistent.
There you go. That's the point I was trying to make. It's not consistent. And you can consistent. Win with not being consistent. But you're not thinking beyond
that. Right. But you can win if you're a good recruiter. You got to be a recruiter.
You don't
win championships just recruiting. You won't win championships just recruiting. You'll win games.
Can't tell Duke that.
Listen, Talon only goes
Duke, Duke
so
is
far.
Well
here.
Duke
Talon
is well
will
coached.
Go so far. Talon yeah. goes so far.
Yeah, he Duke is go well so coached. Listen, you'll win games, you'll never win championships. You never win championships. And see, that's what I meant by the swag with better coaches. Because you can out athletic people and win. You can win games. But when it comes to a serious team that knows what they are, who they are, and how they play, it's gonna be hard to beat them.
Matter of fact, I found out something today that'll blow your mind. Did you know FAMU won a national championship, Division I AA, 1975 against UMass and beat their ass?
Yeah, I did know, because that's the only national championship they have. That's like HBCU.
So it goes to Preston's point, because that was a different. They had consistent coaching. They're fundamentally sound, and they did what they had to do. And I'll play the game.
I'll give you another example, Chad, that you're familiar with. When Jackson State, when WC goes coaching Jackson State, and they went down there and played USM, the only thing that separated that game was that Jackson State was not as deep. So when Jackson State played, the game was 10-7.
Yep.
When the game
of a power turn.
Yeah. When the game gets down to the fourth quarter, well, when you subbing, that's what made Alabama so good. Alabama was going three deep with five stars. So when you when Alabama played the LSU, five star, four star. But when they get to that third play, Alabama throwing another five star out there. Even LSU, who's right there at the Alabama level, would have to look at a three star.
Well, hold on. Just go back to what I just said, Dean. Uh-huh. You said that talent don't matter.
I never said that.
Hold on. Chad said it. No, I did not say that.
Said talent is in everything.
Exactly. Talent's not everything. Because you got to be coachable. You got to have the right kind of attitudes. And like I always said, now three out of stars, I don't care about that. I just need somebody who's willing to be what I need them to be to help us be successful.
Right.
The right attitude, right behavior, be responsible, be respectful, be coachable. Exactly.
Yeah, ready to play the role. Eric, I told you this earlier. Calipari's problem is Calipari got all those five-star guys there. He hasn't built a team. See, you look at Dawn Staley, what she did with the South Carolina girls.
She built a team.
She built a team. She ain't trying to get every five-star.
R.E.M. built a team.
Yeah, she sees somebody she like. I like that person. She fits what I do. And you build a team.
And then what she also did, though, Preston, is she also adapted to some of the players she actually wanted and made them fit.
What she do.
Exactly. But I also cater to their skills as well.
I tell you, look at Iowa. Look at Connecticut. Those are teams.
Everybody talk about Caitlin Clark, but nobody talk about their three, their four, and their five.
Right.
Well, I just happy bragging on their five. She's pretty strong. Pretty tough.
Think about who y'all lost to. I tell people this all the time when it comes to the NCAA tournament. If you want to find upsets, so next year, if y'all want to find upsets, look at those teams that win their conference tournament, and are led by seniors and juniors at the backcourt.
We lost because Calipari
came so at the backcourt, a senior that's been to school all this time, and they won their conference, and they won a conference tournament, they're going to be trouble. They're going to be trouble. Experience.
Well, I'm gonna say this about Kentucky loss against Oakland, right? I've been noticing all season. Kentucky beat me and did not block out. They tall and don't block out. They should have been taught that early in their career.
Go back to what Chad was telling you. You know why they don't block out? Because they always been out jumping people. But they never learned techniques.
Exactly.
If I know I can out jump 90% of the people on the court. I don't learn proper foot position, proper knowledge of the ball going, how to square up on the person that's next to me. So they ain't thinking about that stuff.
And Preston, you're a basketball guy. I'm going to tell you something else that's different with that, too. Look what happens when shots are being taken. The spacing on the floor is not even indicative for nobody to be down low because everybody's 9 times 10 outside the paint.
Right.
Think about the percentage of individual shooters who follow their shots now.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't. They don't.
Then everybody else, what? Corner, wing, top of the key, opposite wing, opposite corner. So how somebody don't get a rebound? Everybody always doing the kick out.
You're 100% right on that. That, you know, it is what it is. You got about 3 minutes, 56 seconds left. UConn by 10 right now. So it looks like, you know, hopefully this holds up. We'll get a rematch. Now, early this season, South Carolina beat UConn by like 20. That was early this season, though.
I don't think UConn going to win the game first.
They're going to win.
I think Iowa's going to win.
I'm going to tell you the big difference is Paige Becker. Right?
You know that why, Chris?
Huh?
You know why?
Yeah, because she's 6 foot. She's 6 foot even with Kirkland Clark. She can't just shoot over her.
No, she goes to the basket. Kaitlyn Clark always depends on the three.
Yep, there she goes.
No, she goes to the basket too, man.
If they play her to her right, they're gonna go right.
Yeah, Paige Becker's going to the hole.
And Paige is just that chick. Cause you know she, you gotta remember, Paige was like here's the thing people forget. When Kaitlyn Clark, Hayden Van Lint, Paige, they all came out the same year. And Andrew Reese. You know who player of the year was?
Paige Becker.
Everybody looked at the chick from ESPN crazy when she said if Paige Becker didn't have those two knee injuries, we might not be talking about Kaitlyn Clark like we're talking about.
I agree with that too.
But you know, Paige is younger than them too.
I think she's a little younger than them.
Yeah, this Paige third year right now.
There she go, bam. See, she off. She off a little bit. She shot lights out this LSU game. You can't expect them to come back and shoot like that again. She shot lights out.
Free eight.
I'm gonna tell y'all something that from a basketball player that most people don't understand. And most people, when you shoot that many shots, you know, there's a physical aspect that comes in. Oh, that wasn't a foul. That's a bad call. That wasn't a foul. But look, guys, so with that being said, Chad, can I give everybody another ketchup on the smoke, so see the smoke fest?
Hey, man, June 22, 23rd, man, it's going down. Like I said, Thursday, the Country Squad. What's up, boy? And go to Duck. Country Squad official kickoff Friday night. Okay. Cigar Lounge Network Mixer Day Party. Downtown Cigar Lounge, 4 to 7 p.m. Cigar Lounge will be 7 p.m. until, and then we'll end it with a Good Brothers Community Tailgate right here at Churchill Smoke Shop outside the parking lot from 11 a.m. until. Bring your grills, coolers, everything. Let's go ahead and have some fun. Put some smoke in the air, man.
Remember the cigar of the week, the Alex Bradley Coil. You can get it here at the shop. Nicaraguan, Honduran, Longfellow. Good smoke. DJ Maggie, you got anything else for
everybody? Man, let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Kelly's
meeting. Hey, I'm finna go.
Let's talk about R. Kelly.
I'm good. Just let me know, because I pick up some chicken now. With that being said, man, don't forget to get in the comments, like, subscribe, tell us what you think. Well, oh, there you go, three. Women balling out. The women's tournament has been outstanding this year.
I agree.
They have two stars.
Two stars. You know identifiable stars, too, though.
You know where that comes from, right? That's a foul and one. Oh,
they didn't call it.
She showed fire. But it comes from those girls stay 3 years. They stay 4 or 5, you know, 4 years.
Right.
So you get a chance to know them and watch them grow. Oh, that's a steal.
Are you saying the NBA should make players at least spend 2 years in college before they come?
You know what, bro? I was all in favor of that. But, you know, I understand that, you know, I don't want to hinder anybody's efforts to help their family, anything like that. But I think there should be a vetting process that everybody should be allowed to enter the draft. Because a lot of these young kids, they throwing their careers away.
I agree with that too.
They should be able to get true evaluation. Because they gotta understand the NBA is a business. They don't care if you fail.
No.
They don't care if you come in here and fail.
Right.
You know, hey, I can get shot. But when you go to college, because college gives you two things that people don't realize. You play a good D1 program, it gives you an automatic fan base. It gives you those alumni connections for the rest of your life. Let's be honest. College sets you up for the rest of your life.
And a lot of exposure, too.
And a lot of exposure. They go, Iowa making a run, 4-point game.
Tell your friends.
Oh, you probably still gonna win. They got slides.
I'm telling you something now. I will keep isolating on pace breakers like that, and I flash out on her and every opportunity to double down. Yeah, they will win the ball game. I will lose.
She missed that layup, though.
Yeah, it was easy, too. A little scoop layup.
Well, you know, she was, coming in.
So now they what now? Man to man?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't mess up.
But you see how she's playing her to her left? She's going to make her go right to pull up, and she's going to run it right into somebody else. Hey, look, guys, so we're going to get out of here. You better get in the comments, like, subscribe. Good Brothers Podcast. You missed the three. Go. 16 seconds. Get a bucket. See if you can't get a bucket here.
Hey, y'all, hey, don't forget to like, subscribe.
There she goes. That's a layup. Look at Paige.
Watch these basketball games, man. Good Brothers Smitty Podcast, Friday night, church here, smoke shop. Come see us sometimes. We got y'all. We out.
All right, babe.